Hello, everyone. This is Frank from History with God Ministries. With some dates to keep in mind, come join Terrence Clark and a host of others on the red carpet in Elizabeth, New Jersey on Friday, February 5th, 2016, for the premiere of the new stage play, Didn't Know My Own Strength. There's a reception at 6 p.m. with music and entertainment, and the play starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $25, $40 for VIPs, and if you have a group of 10 or more people, the ticket price gets reduced to $20 a person. Visit thepowerofone3c.org for details. That's thepowerofone3c.org for details. Also, you can watch this live on pay-per-view for just $5. Information for pay-per-view is on thepowerofone3c.org website. On March 12, 2016, the Breath of Life Ministry is presenting its annual ministry banquet. This year's keynote speaker is Minister Elder Terrence Clark. Tickets are $35, and it will be held at Oletto Caterers, 1849 Cooper Street in Almanesson, New Jersey. It'll run from 12:30 to 4 p.m., and you can get tickets by calling area code 856-676-4999. Stay blessed.
2016, the great year for whatever you need it to be. This is the award-winning podcast from a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.org for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. While you're there, consider becoming a partner with us by clicking on the partnership section. Be a part of something big. Make an eternal difference today as you, together with us, bring the message of faith to the world. Together, we can do far more than any of us could ever do alone. And lastly, get on our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. This ministry is a nonprofit 501c3 corporation, and your giving is tax deductible. And now, let's join the host of this Godcast, Frank Sasso. Questions. You have them. Let's open up the mailbag in today's Godcast Q&A.
Happy New Year, everybody. This is Frank and Christina Sasso coming at you on the Godcast Q&A. Here we are.
But it's already the end of January.
That's right. It's the end of January.
That went fast. You can't say Happy New Year anymore because it's like beyond the point of saying it.
Well, we said Happy New Year in the year in review, which
well, that's
is the beginning of the month.
Yeah. So. We're already heading into February now.
This is true. Here we are. Was it snowing by you? It snowed by us.
It was so great. Oh, it snowed and snowed and snowed and snowed some more.
I really enjoyed the anticipation of the storm.
Me too.
And then I liked it when the storm was here.
Oh, I love it.
And then, well, then you really love the shoveling.
I love the shoveling, but I love the whole anticipation, and then while it's coming down, and then waiting to hear, oh, it's closed, everyone's got to stay home, yay!
And the state of emergency and all that.
I love that, I love it.
Well, there's a couple things, real quick, that you guys should know. Number one, we've relaunched the Godcast. It is no longer called A History with Godcast, as clever as some of you may have thought that was.
Well, what is it called?
It's now called The Who's Your Daddy Godcast.
Wow.
And if you go to the website, you'll see the directories that we're on as the Who's Your Daddy Godcast. The artwork is different. It has a cool name, so it's all good to go. It's on iTunes. We're on Stitcher, Blueberry, all of those, TuneIn Radio, all that stuff. So you can just go to the website and click on the Godcast, and you'll see the directories that we're in, as well as all of the episodes are right there on the Godcast page 2 in the website. So that's a cool thing.
Another thing is the YMCA at Christian Street in Philadelphia is having its annual fundraising. Mm. If you would like to be a part of that, we have tried to make it really easy for you by putting their information on our website. And all you have to do is click on my picture and it will take you directly to where you can donate to the YMCA Christian Street in Philadelphia. It's an awesome place. I love going there and going for events and teaching there. It's right in the community. 100% of their money goes back to the community Amen. In various forms. Mm-hmm. They don't use any of that money for staples or scissors or office supplies. It goes back into the community, and it is doing an awesome job there. It's always busy. Every kind of person, every kind of financial situation, every kind of
creed
and religion go there. It's really, really a wonderful place.
None of that money even goes through the ministry. I mean, this goes directly to the YMCA. So if you go to ahistorywithgod.org, you'll see it right there on the home screen, the home page. You'll see Christina's picture and the letters YMCA underneath her picture. Click on that picture. It'll bring it to a separate site, which is powered by the YMCA. You can give your money right there. It doesn't even go through the ministry. And it's tax deductible.
And any amount, if you want to give a dollar, that is great. If you want to give $100,000, that's great too. So any amount that you feel led to give would be really, really put to good use.
And it would also help Christina's team out as well.
Right. We have teams, so we have a little competition going.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if there's any prize. It's just the competition of it. We want to try and get the highest amount
right.
for our team.
You hear that, listeners? So back her up. Okay. Chris.
Yes.
We put out a little challenge in December.
We did, yes.
Called the Glory Manifestation Challenge.
Is that what we called it?
I don't know. One of the
I think
listeners,
you just named it
one of the
now.
Listeners called it that, so I'm just going
with
that.
All right. We'll go with that. That's all right.
And basically, it was challenging the listeners to believe mm-hmm. for God's glory to manifest right. in their life, and mm-hmm. not just for January, for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
This is just, you know,
right. That was just the kickoff, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Well, we got some emails
Ooh.
From some listeners.
All right.
With some testimonies that they would
I
like
love
to share.
It. Okay.
You ready to hear this?
Yep. I'm ready.
As you're crocheting yet another cowl. Is this number four?
This is my fourth one in like a week.
We should put these on online so the listeners can see what you're doing while we're recording this. Okay. First one is from Gordon. I accepted the challenge for glory
yes.
to happen in my life, and as I was walking out of a restaurant, I found $900 on the ground.
What?
I gave $300 to my church and enjoyed the rest. Happy New Year.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. Wow. And that's more than 10%. Good for you.
Yeah, good for you, Gordon. So you
yes.
so you gave, let's see, 10% would have been $90, so you gave $300.
Right.
It's a
that
lot.
Is great. Oh, that's going to come back to you.
Amen.
Again.
Good for
I
you, Gordon.
100-fold. Good for you.
Okay,
awesome.
Let's see. Trevor is up next.
Woo!
The name of his email is Glory Revealed to Me, My Brother, and Dr. Creamy.
Hmm.
Dr. Creamy. Okay. My brother had a strange rash under his arm,
okay.
went to multiple doctors, and no one could tell him what was wrong. It was very itchy and painful. One doctor prescribed some demonic cream that made it worse. So he stopped using it fast.
Good.
Good move there. I heard the Godcast about a week later and decided to try the glory medicine.
I like that.
I laid hands on my brother Tanner and told him to believe with me that God's glory can make that rash go away.
Amen.
He
yes.
believed. He believed.
Yes,
Tanner
that's all
was,
you gotta do.
Tanner was on board. 2 days later, the rash disappeared and hasn't been back since.
Amen.
We both went to see the cream doctor, Dr. Creamy, we call him.
Oh, okay, now I get it.
No, all right, this makes sense now. We both went to see Dr. Creamy to tell him what happened. He asked what we did. We told him. He was shocked. And then we had him pray the salvation prayer and got him saved.
Woo! That's even better!
Ha ha! And that's from Trevor.
We love that!
Do you hear any of what I'm saying?
I'm sorry. I got so excited.
He said he was shocked, and then we had him pray the salvation
prayer. Yes, I heard that!
He was shocked.
Okay.
And then we had him pray the salvation prayer and got him saved. Ha ha.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you heard the ha ha.
I heard
funny.
The ha.
I thought that was funny that he's laughing
Woo!
At the doctor.
No, he's not laughing at the doctor. He's laughing at the devil.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry, Charlie.
See what the devil meant for evil.
That's right.
God can turn for good.
Come on, baby.
Yeah. Ooh, I love that.
This is from Marigold.
Okay.
Marigold.
Oh, like in Downton Abbey.
Like in Downtown Abbey, I'm sure.
Not Downtown Abbey.
Hey, yeah, Downtown Abbey's pretty good. I took the glory challenge. And the glory challenge.
I love that.
I took the glory challenge and believed for my nasty landlord to have a change of heart and just listen to me for 5 minutes about Jesus. He's never around, but I know when I see him, he's going to be really, really nasty to me and others. So, when I heard the podcast, I started speaking that his demeanor be stripped away and that the Holy Spirit would have a chance to get into him and touch his heart.
Yes.
I spoke it every day.
Yes.
Then, on Sunday night, he came to the apartment to work on our heating system. This is December 27th. Surprisingly, he wasn't in a bad mood. I stayed out of his way, praying the whole time, not knowing what I was going to say if given the chance. He finished and told me he had to go to his car to get some kind of pan to leave here by the heater. He came back with the pan, but also with a gift wrap box. He left the pan and gave me the box and in a very awkward way handed me the gift and said, I know you believe in all that Jesus stuff, so here, Merry Christmas.
Wow.
I thanked him repeatedly and opened the box. Inside was a beautiful red leather Bible with my name engraved on the cover.
Wow.
I started to cry.
Oh, I got chills. Oh, that's
Can I finish? I started to cry. Okay. I couldn't believe out of all people to give this to me, it'd be him. I started to talk to him immediately about the Lord, but he stopped me. At this point, he seemed softer is the only way I can explain it. Just different. He told me that on December 23rd, he had to get out of the house. I couldn't sit still. I needed air, he said. I drove around and I found myself in a bookstore, a Christian bookstore.
Oh.
The next thing I knew, I was buying you a Bible and having them do the engraving right there. As I waited, some kid working there told me, if you don't let Jesus in your life, you're setting yourself up to burn forever in hell. You better stop being so stupid. Well, there's an approach.
Hey, it worked.
Right? I was outraged and spoke to the manager about this rude worker. Oh, this is the landlord talking.
Right.
Okay, all right. I was outraged. I lost track for a minute. I was outraged and spoke to the manager about this rude worker. The funny part is that the manager had no idea who I was talking about. The only employees of the store that night was an older woman working the register, the engraver, and the manager. The manager led my landlord to the Lord right there in the store. Amen.
Oh, I love that story.
Oh, with that kid.
He was an angel. Or maybe, hey, you know what? Maybe it was somebody who was translated, like Philip.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, absolutely.
It could be that too, right?
You better stop being so stupid.
Oh, I love it. That is great.
That's from Marigold.
Oh, thank you so much.
Marigold, very, very good. All right, that's good stuff.
Woo!
Okay. Miguel.
But, you know, you had a part in that. Oh, you were praying for this man all this time.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's manifested glory right
there. Amen. Oh, that was great. I love it. Love it.
All right, Miguel. I am a Christian. Like Jesus, I like wine. Correction. I really like wine.
Okay.
You like this already, I can tell. Because Christina really likes wine as well.
Yes, yes.
I bought a bottle to have for New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. It was a bottle of 2012 Palestra Duro. You ever heard of that?
I don't think
I'm saying this right.
I'm not up on... Palestra Duro.
Okay. I don't have any friends that like wine, so I was going to have it by myself with some cheese, bread, and fruit, bring in the new year, and have a manifested glory party all by myself before going to bed.
That sounds cool.
Okay, that's all right. Christina and I are a little bit like that.
But... I don't do that by myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
My phone rang at around 6:30 p.m. on New Year's Eve. I hesitated answering it. I finally just answered it. It was a neighbor upstairs. He is very pushy and, don't ask me how, convinced me to go with him to a friend's apartment an hour away. What are you laughing at?
It's just like, yeah, I have a plan. This is my plan. And then next thing you know, you're in a car with, like, kind of a stranger who you're really not crazy about driving for an hour.
Well, that's kind of like what he says. I was all set to spend the evening home alone. I was truly looking forward to it. I didn't know his friend and certainly didn't want to go to his apartment for a party. I was cursing myself for being talked into going. I put my bottle on the table, and as I turned to grab something, my arm hit the bottle and smash, end of the bottle.
Oh.
I screamed and was even more annoyed, and I said, "Lord, really?" I was going to at least bring the bottle with me to the party. I figured at least I would have something to drink. Well, we get to the party, and I have nothing to bring. As soon as we get there, Kinney, K-I-N-N-E-Y, Kinney, answers the door in the most colorful outfit I think I've ever seen, and her personality was just as colorful. She gives me a big hug, kisses me on both sides of my face, and pushes me inside while screaming, "Happy New Year!" Sounds like your kind of party. We get inside, and her husband apologize while saying, "We're so sorry, but all we have is water and wine." My ears open up as I ask, "Oh, what kind?" Secretly expecting to say some kind of wine cooler thing.
Mm-hmm.
"It's a 2012 Palestro Duro. Is that okay?" My face dropped. It turns out they like wine even more than I do. We clicked immediately after, and the best part is her husband preaches the gospel.
Amen.
At the end of the night, they blessed me with a case of assorted wine that I was told I simply must try. I'm having dinner with them alone next week. Thank you, Lord. Wine friends who know you.
I love it. And you know what? I think it's just so funny because I have totally been there. Oh, my God.
Oh,
right?
Oh, yes.
Actually, I was telling a friend the story about Sharon in Greenport.
Oh, yes,
and I was
yes.
like, "I Sharon. Don't want to go. I don't want to go. I don't want to go to this place. As soon as we get there, we're going home. We're going to stay there one night, and I want to go home." I had to do this like for like an obligation thing. Total strangers ended up at this beautiful house.
That's right.
In a beautiful place, part of Long Island, with these great people that we now are.
We haven't seen him in a while. We definitely got to touch base again.
They're
soon.
Dear friends. Well, we touch base on Facebook, but dear friends that we love. It's just so funny because I just think that God has such a sense of humor because he's working a million things out and we are just worried about like our little wine and cheese plate. Right? It's
a little
funny.
Thing.
I think that's
no
great.
Wine friends, he says.
That is so great.
He's having dinner with them alone next
week.
Oh
my God, that's great.
That is awesome. The upstairs neighbor was very pushy. He's like, "Why did I allow myself to be talked into this?" That is great. Okay, this next one is from Guillaume Bignon. Brother Frank Sasso. My testimony was printed in Christianity Today. I wanted to share it with you in your ministry as to what the glory of God can do in someone's life. I hope it encourages your listeners. When I was in my mid-20s, my brother and I vacationed in the Caribbean. One day, returning from the beach, we decided to hitchhike home. A car pulled over. Two young women visiting from America were lost and needed directions to their hotel. Incidentally, it was right next to our house, so they gave us a ride. Okay. They were attractive enough that my radar went off immediately and we started flirting. The one I was interested in happened to mention she believed in God. By my standards, an intellectual suicide. She, oh my goodness. She also said she believed that sex belongs in marriage, an even more problematic belief than theism, if that were possible. Nevertheless, once the vacation ended, I returned to Paris, she to New York, and we started dating. Wow. Wait a minute. Wait a second.
Wow.
You went back to Paris. She went to New York, and we started dating.
Wow.
Okay. That's some, okay. My new goal in life was to disabuse my girlfriend of her beliefs so that we'd be together without antiquated notions of God or sex standing in the way. I started thinking, what good reason was there to think God exists, and what good reason was there to think atheism was true?
Interesting.
This step was important because my own belief rested comfortably on the fact that the smart people around me didn't believe in God either. It was more a reasonable life assumption than the conclusion of a solid argument. But of course, if I was going to refute Christianity, I first needed to know what it claimed, so I picked up a Bible.
That's Ricky Jesus.
I love this story already. At the same time, I figured there was at least one experiment I can carry out. I thought, if any of this is true, then the God who exists presumably cares greatly about this project of mine. So mm-hmm. I started to pray in
you
the
bet
air.
He does.
He started to pray. He said, if there's a God, then here I am. I'm looking into this. Why don't you go ahead and reveal yourself to me? I'm open.
I love it.
I wasn't really open, but I figured that if God existed, that wouldn't stop him. A week or two after my unbelieving prayer, one of my shoulders started to fail me without any accident or evident injury. My shoulder would burn out 10 minutes in every practice. I just couldn't spike.
Volleyball, maybe?
I don't know. Oh, I guess maybe that's what that means. All right. The doctor couldn't see anything wrong. The physical therapist didn't help. But I was told that I needed to rest my shoulder and to stop playing volleyball for a couple of weeks. Oh, it is volleyball. Okay.
That's right.
Against my will, I was now off the courts. With my Sundays available, I decided I would go to church.
What
to
a
see,
little coincidence!
Just want to see what Christians do when they get together. I drove to an evangelical congregation in Paris, visiting it as I would a zoo, to see exotic animals that I had read about in books only, but never had seen in real life. I remember thinking that if any of my friends and family could see me in church, I would die of shame. I don't remember a word from that sermon. As soon as it ended, though, I jumped up and hurried to the exit door, avoiding eye contact so I wouldn't have to introduce myself. I reached the back door, opened it, and literally had 1 foot out the door when a chilling blast went up from my stomach all the way to my throat. I heard myself saying, "This is ridiculous. I have to figure this out." So I put my foot back in, closed the door, and went straight to the pastor.
Ew. All right.
So, you believe in God? Says to the pastor.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he says, smiling.
I hope so, he's the pastor.
I asked, "So, how does that work out?" Pastor said, "We could talk about it." After most of the people left, we went to his office and spoke for hours. I bombarded him with questions, and we met again over several weeks. He patiently and intelligently explained his worldview. And I nervously started to consider that all of it could be true. My unbelieving prayers shifted to, "God, if you're real, you need to make it clear so I can jump in and not make a fool of myself." I started to hope that he would open the sky and send down the light. What followed was less theatrical and more brutal. God reactivated my conscience. This was not a pleasant experience.
Mm.
At the same time I had started my investigations, I had also come to commit a particularly sinister misdeed, even by atheistic standards. Though I knew exactly what I had done, I had shoved it down inside, but God brought it back to mind in full force, and I finally saw it for what it was. I was struck with an intense guilt, crippled with chest pain, and disgusted at the thought of what I had done and the lies I had covered it with. I was lying in pain in my apartment near Paris when all of a sudden the quarter dropped. That is why Jesus had to die. Me.
Aww.
He who knew no sin became sin on my behalf, so that in him I might become the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5:21.
I love that.
He took upon himself the penalty that I deserved, so that in God's justice my sins would be forgiven. By grace, as a gift, rather than by my righteous deeds or religious rituals. He died so that I may live. I placed my trust in Jesus and asked him to forgive me in the way Scripture promised that he would. Now that everything was in the open, I assumed God wanted me to marry my Christian girlfriend, and I moved to New York.
Hey!
We quickly learned we were absolutely not meant for each other.
Oh.
But now, uprooted and alone, with time on my hands, I was passionate about studying my newfound faith in order to explain it to my friends and family. I read book after book, watched lectures and debates. I loved every minute of it.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, it was all I did in my free time. I figured that if I was going to spend all my time and energy studying Christianity, I might as well get a degree out of it.
He's definitely taking the intellectual approach, which is okay.
So I applied for seminary and eventually obtained a master's in New Testament studies. In the process, I met a wonderful woman, got married, had two kids, and pursued my studies with a PhD program in philosophical theology. This, in short, is how God takes a French atheist and makes a Christian theologian out of him. I was not looking for God. I never sought him. I never wanted him. He reached out, loved me while I was still a sinner, broke my defenses, and decided to pour out his undeserved grace that his son might be glorified and that I might be saved from my sin by grace through faith and not by works. It's a gift of God so that no one can boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. That's the gospel, and it's good news worth believing.
Amen. Wow. That's a cool story. I like the fact that God brought his conscience back.
Yes.
See, God doesn't condemn you.
No.
That's really important if you're listening. God didn't condemn him for what he did.
Right.
He was condemning himself. He was ashamed of what he did and repressed it and forced it down and covered it up with lies because he was condemning himself. God was just saying, let's get free of this.
Yeah.
Because Jesus died and took care of this for you. He loves you with all your stuff. He's not out to beat you up and punish you. He wants to free you from that stuff.
Mm. Amen.
He was actually able to become free and release all the guilt and the shame by receiving instead the love and the mercy that was a free gift.
Yeah, it was available.
That was available and was a free gift to him.
Right, absolutely.
So if you're out there listening, this is for you. This is for you. You're holding on to something that you think is such a horrendous sin, and you've justified it, you've covered it up, you've tried to forget about it. It's actually tormenting you. God sees you and loves you right where you are, and he wants you to be free of that. So just receive the free gift of forgiveness that he's already paid for and let that thing go. So right now, just repeat after me that you choose to receive the love of Jesus and his supreme sacrifice into your heart right now.
Thank you, Lord.
You choose to become the righteous of God through Jesus Christ and through his death on the cross so that you could be made whole right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I still like Dr. Creamy and the Weinstein.
I love all of them. Are you kidding? They're all, oh, so cool. I want to hear more, though. More.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a second.
What?
I just realized something.
What?
We're a week early with the Q&A.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. We do it on the first Sunday of every month.
Oh. Well, I think we should put this out now. Maybe there's a reason. Mm-hmm. So.
Because this Sunday is January 31st. It's not till
February 7th. Let's do it anyway.
Well, you so, got a little yeah. You got a little pre.
Yeah.
You so got a little preview.
Maybe we can do another one if we have more testimonies.
Yeah, send them in, people.
More than one Q&A. I want to hear about the glory. Those were great testimonies.
Those were good.
Thank you so much.
I
for
like the landlord, too, with
us.
The Bible.
Oh, my. They're all, wow. And they're all different.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, God knows you so personally that he responds to you in a personal way.
I think I found $1,000.
$900. Great.
On the ground. I know what that feels like. That's an awesome feeling.
Yes, when you found
$50.
You found $73.
$73.
You found $100.
$100 came up through the coffee. $100 on the street. A couple times with the $100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, in your hand, remember?
In my hand.
In my wallet.
In your wallet. In the back of the car. On the floor at the gas station.
Right.
That's three right there.
Yeah. So expect
those all
it.
On one trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My goal this year is to testify to raising someone from the dead.
Yes.
So hang on
this
for that one.
This is the year of the dead being raised.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Okay. Well, we just gave a little preview of the Glory Manifested Challenge and what it wrought.
And it was good.
That was good stuff. Keep them coming, listeners. Yeah. We love you.
We love you.
God loves you.
God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord. Stand blessed. Glory, benefits, and challenges.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from the History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.